0800 736. It's 16 to 8. Now, if you've got all the mod cons at home or in your workplace, then you probably take for granted your digital world, your well-covered digital world. It's not the case for a lot of your fellow Tasmanians, though. And the knock-on effects of a lack of digital access are pretty wide-ranging. So what do we need to do to address Tasmania's lack, and it's a big lack, of digital inclusion?
Drive with Kylie Baxter.
From fire to fine art, do you know which former fire chief has amazing hidden talents? You'll meet him next on Drive.
Kylie Baxter.
Back today from 4pm.
936 ABC Radio Hobart. Join the Breakfast Conversation with Mel Bush.
On air, on digital radio and TV,
and on the ABC Listen app.
From ABC Radio Hobart.
It's 7:45. If you're a user of multiple digital devices, you may well be surprised to hear that Tasmania, not once, but once again, ranks last for digital inclusion. That's in the 2025 Australian Digital Inclusion Index report. The numbers say around 119,000 Tasmanians experience some kind of barrier to digital inclusion. So they can't access it, can't afford it, don't have the skills to navigate the online world. So put yourself in their shoes. Just have a little think for a moment of those things that you would be missing out on if you didn't have access to digital services or the skills or whatever it might be. Adrian Piccone is the CEO of the Tasmanian Council of Social Services and would like to see some action taken. Adrian, good morning.
Good morning, Mel.
So digital technologies, they run so much of the world. It's almost impossible to think of people, being in a position where they're missing out. What are some of those barriers? Talk us through those barriers that Tasmanians they're not able to take advantage of the digital world due to them.
Yeah, it's really, when you think about all the ways in which many of us use the internet every single day to access healthcare or pay our bills or do education, like, it really is quite stark when you think about some people being digitally excluded. What the index does is it rates digital inclusion in three areas. So access, whether you've got a device and access to the internet, affordability, as it sounds, whether you can afford to kind of get data and get a device. And then the third one is ability, which is digital ability. And this is probably the one that I think is the most complex, because as we know in Tasmania, nearly 50% of our population doesn't have literacy that's suitable for daily life. So if you couple that with digital literacy, that means that you've got a whole lot of people that are just locked out of being able to read what's on their device and actually access it.
So let's talk to Adrian about, specifically what types of things or what issues this is going to cause to people who don't have that access for whatever reason that might be. The problems are economic, the problems are social. Can you give us some of those specifics?
Yeah, look, I think one of the things it does is it locks people out of being able to participate in just regular activities that many of us take for granted. I mean, it is really things like, telehealth, for example, or actually if you're looking for a job, or if you want to do some education, children who want to do their homework, not to mention, things like paying bills, all those sort of really basic things that we take for granted. Mm. If you can't afford to do it, or if you don't have the skills or the capacity, it means that you're just really locked out of being able to participate in that way.
And look, I don't want to box older people in by any stretch of the imagination, Adrian, but looking at the numbers and just how far behind Tasmania is in terms of digital inclusion, would there potentially be links to the fact that Tasmania has the greatest ageing population in the state and older people, because older people did not grow up, with the digital
absolutely.
World?
Yeah, they've had to adopt it as adults. Absolutely. Older people are definitely in one of the most digitally excluded categories. But the other areas are, people who didn't finish high school, people living in public housing, and also Aboriginal Tasmanians. They're the ones that are really the most affected.
And the Premier's Economic and Social Recovery Advisory Council, quite a long name, they recommended closing the digital divide by 2026. Where's it at?
Look, I think one of the things that PESRAC said is, yes, that it's piecemeal across government departments and across the community. And I would say that we're probably still in that situation. And, Tasmania has improved across all three of the indices, but so have all the other states. So it still means that we're, at the bottom of the pile. But there is some good things that are happening out there in the community. 2610, some great work that's happening in Libraries TAS. Within the community sector, COTA Tasmania run a fabulous program, which is like Generations Connect, where young students are linked with older people to help them to download apps and, get online and understand what's doing. So I think there's a whole lot of good work that is happening, but we really would love to see that coordinated, and it really needs to sit across every government department, because I think we're all affected by digital inclusion or digital exclusion.
It's at 10 to 8 on ABC Radio Hobart, and our guest, CEO of the Tasmanian Council of Social Services, Adrian Piccone. Adrian, it would be remiss of me not to touch on the budget while I'm talking to you.
It was
released yesterday, of course. Last month, you called on the state government to prioritise funding, sustainable funding for essential community services. Did you see any evidence of that in the budget?
It was a really interesting in the lockup yesterday, Mel. What we were hearing from all of our members is pretty much what they saw in the May budget this year was in this year's budget. So there were no changes. I think what probably raised some concerns is there's some pretty sort of stark warnings in the Treasurer's speech about what we can expect in the May budget. And I have to say, I guess one of the reasons that the sector is so concerned about what might happen next May, the context we're in at the moment, we've just had like seven reports released even in the last 2 weeks talking about increasing rates of poverty, Tasmanians living on low incomes, unable to get into the rental market, growing rates of food insecurity, like a whole lot of things are happening and getting worse. In this context, we really need to ensure that we have well-resourced, well-supported community service organisations so we can respond to that.
And that may answer my next question. You've heard that the morning's program, David Riley's going to be chatting to Treasurer Erica Betts on the program this morning. And what would it be that you would, what guidance would you provide the Treasurer, Adrian?
I guess if I was to put a question to the Treasurer, I think it will be, and I understand that he is not in agreement with increasing revenue, but is really talking a lot about efficiencies and making cuts. Just urge him not to make cuts across community services. We're already experiencing increased demand and really unable to meet that demand in many cases. I think the other part of it is, we're hearing other parts, other ministers talking about a 20-year preventive health strategy, and that's about really focusing on Tasmanians' wellbeing, not just now, but over the next 20 years and how we can improve that. And I think community services will be a key stakeholder in making sure we improve outcomes for Tasmanians. So I would really love to see the Treasurer, really double down on the preventive health strategy and ensure that we actually do better, that we can actually be the best, our best selves.
Adrian Piccone, always great to chat. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Mel.
Adrian Piccone there, who is the CEO of the Tasmanian Council of Social Services, talking on two subjects there, that of the lack of digital inclusion in Tasmania. We're coming last in the latest report from the Australian Digital Inclusion Index, and also insights and reactions there to the state budget. And as I just mentioned, the State Treasurer Erica Betts will be on the morning's program talking to David Riley this morning. If you have questions for the Treasurer, 0438 922 936 7 to 8.